Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father, the Lord Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. The Passion narrative has been set to music, made into movies, and drama, and with a script written by God and played within the theater of human history. What makes it so compelling is that, like the fall, the Passion is the story of us all. And so the curtain opens up, the cast of characters arrives on the scene. Satan plays the villain, a snake, if there ever was one. Moved by jealousy and anger, he's powerful and he's petty, slithering in the slime of his own deceit. Unable to raise him up, he brings others down. His misery seeks company, and what's perhaps most appalling, we see those traits within ourselves. And there's Judas. He opens wide his heart, and Satan just strolls right in. Some think of Judas as a sympathetic character and a disappointed zealot. But while others were putting money in the offering plate, he was taking it out. The kind of fellow that would betray a friend for a few pieces of silver. A petty thief, a petty man. He reminds us that our own petty sins make us petty and lead to great evil. The religious leaders form an ensemble cast, and vanity is their name. The old boys network, strung together by perks and privileges. They like to preen and strut around in their robes. Their life is a theater, a show of piety to wow the crowds. They love greetings in the marketplace and the best seats at the banquets. They announce their prayers as if holding a news press. Like the wicked queen of Snow White, they are enamored with the mirror, but they are enraged to hear of a savior who is far more fair and more beautiful. And then there are the disciples. Their love for the Lord is genuine, but while their spirit is willing, their flesh is weak. Asked to watch, they fall asleep. Asked to make confession, and they do so wholeheartedly, but can't be counted on to follow through. And even worse, they share all the same traits as Jesus' enemies. The chief priests, they protect power in the old order. They, the would-be apostles, play their own game of who's on first as they jockey for positions in the new administration. Into this web of malice and self-absorption steps Jesus, the hero of our story. What shall we say of his character? We might cast him as a patient man who knows what must be done, and he steels himself to do it. Or you might picture him as a pious son, even obedient to the Father. But a good director would want to go deeper to that which stirs his soul. And we would do well to consider these words tonight. I have earnestly desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer, says Jesus. Jesus is moved by passion and is overwhelmed by his desire to share the Last Supper with his disciples. And what does he desire? He desires to save us from satanic pitefulness, from our Judas-like pettiness, from our preening vanity, and from all the sins committed when our spirit is willing but our flesh is all too weak. But he's not content to save us from sin, from death, and from the devil. He has come to save us for himself. I passionately desire to eat the Passover with you, he says, hiding nothing. This is a Lord who stands at the door and knocks so that he might come in and eat with us. The Lord who opens wide his arms, naked to the world. This is the Lord who longs to be our Emmanuel, God with us. While during communion on Sundays, I speak of our sins as sinful creatures, as our sinful flesh, as our sinful nature. I speak of the world around us, which is full of sin and trouble. I speak of the devil, who goes about lying and murdering day and night. But this evening, we seek the supper from Christ's point of view. He longs for communion. The human heart will be forever restless until it finds rest in God. But so also does our Lord's heart cry out for you. He longs to have you for himself, like a young man waiting for the day of marriage, like a mother hoping the children will come home for Christmas, like a father standing, looking out over the horizon for his prodigal son. Why our Lord loves us so much, only God can say. But in the divine drama, we are the beloved of his lover, are the Rachel of his Jacob. We are willing to do whatever it takes. By the bloody sweat on his brow, Christ prepares a table for you in the presence of your enemies. He'll feed you. He'll feed you with new bread, a new bread, and you shall be his own. Amen. The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.